Welcome to episode 202 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Conspiracy Week by taking a look at the real national treasure. If you haven't seen the movie National Treasure, it's a movie starring Nicolas Cage where a trail to a treasure may or may not start with major documents like the Declaration of Independence. On surface, the story seems like a fantasy, but the Declaration of Independence actually does lead to a treasure. In the 1820s, a guy named Thomas Beale buried a treasure, including tons of gold that he allegedly mined up. He sent three coded messages to a friend in St. Louis with directions to the treasure. He sent them there for safekeeping, but he went and died before he wrote out the ciphers to the code, which meant that here this guy had all this information on how to find a treasure, but he couldn't figure out how to break the code. After many, many, many years of trying, he figured out that the second of the three messages was a book cipher. It's similar to a standard substitution. Standard substitution is a code where 1 equals A, 2 equals B, all the way to 24, which equals Z. In the book cipher, though, the first letter in each word of a random document is assigned a number, and these numbers correspond to numbers in the coded message. The letters are substituted, like in a substitution code, and voila. Now, the St. Louis friend had tried everything to crack this code, and eventually he thought it was that a book cipher, and he tried the Declaration of Independence, and it worked. So one of the three ciphers has been decoded. One of the codes has been broken, but there are two others still left, and to this day, you can try yourself to solve them. The Beale papers have actually become a big deal for everyone from amateur decoders to computer science geniuses who try to put, probably misusing CIA computers to try to solve the mystery of where the treasure is buried, if it exists at all. And like I said, it's still around, it's all in the public domain. You can actually head online and take a stab for yourself at finding the long-lost Beale treasure. Thanks for tuning in to episode 202 of the Daily Brainwave. You can send comments about the show to Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Conspiracy Week by taking a fresh look at the JFK assassination.